What an interesting career arc you've had. County legislator, blogger, and film producer and actor. How did you get into film work?
I had a friend who worked for Rolling Stone magazine, and then she shifted her career and became Chris Carter's right-hand person at The X-Files, and he was the creator of The X-Files, the show and the movie. And so I called her one day when I was being term limited out of the legislature and said, "How do I get my foot in the door in Los Angeles?" And she said, "Well, I want to get out of it," but she said, "Call this guy." And long story short, six films now, and I'm filming my seventh in Rochester. It's a documentary. So I did this film showing roots in Louisiana. I filmed it 15 months ago.
Tell us what this film is about.
Showing Roots is a story of a small town in the South in January of 1977, and the impact that the miniseries Roots had on the individuals of this town, and in a sense, the town collectively. And like every town, Rochester included, there are race issues, there are issues of people trying to figure out how to break down the walls of fear and get to know each other, as is true in this story. So it's a story, the macro story is about roots, the micro story is about characters in this town, fictitious characters, but characters that feel real, and how they're grappling with and dealing with issues of race that separate them, unfortunately.
So this was set in 1977 when Roots aired
Yeah.
for almost 40 years ago. And it's interesting because we now have a big discussion going on in this country about race and racism. Did it in this film feel any different when you're portraying something that happened 4 decades ago versus the conversation that's going on today?
That's a great question, but I'd say no, it doesn't really feel different because humans are still humans, people are people, and we're all born into situations that we don't decide. I didn't choose to be born in the suburbs. People don't choose to be born on Avenue A or Joseph Avenue, some of the more difficult, challenging parts of our community. So to see these characters, to interact with them, to act with them, the themes and stories of a film set in 1977 feel very current now, especially with the political campaign that's going on for president right now.
I have to ask you about working with Elizabeth McGovern because I'm a huge Downton Abbey fan. And for people who, listeners who don't know, she played one of the lead characters, Lady Cora Grantham on Downton Abbey. She's alongside you in this film. What was it like working with her?
I have a very limited scene with her, but it's an important scene. And I play a less than reputable real estate agent, and she has hired me to deep six a lease I'm doing with a young African American woman and a young white woman because they work for her at a beauty salon, and she's trying to keep them in her business, but she doesn't want me to do business with them. So we have a very amazing and fun nonverbal scene that I think works well. And I sat next to her when we were having makeup applied and talked to her for quite some time. She's a very charming, nice woman, and we're the same age, born the same year, and I've seen most of her films. So yeah, it was a pleasure to work with her.
And there's a legend in this film, Cecily Tyson. Did you get to talk to her very much?
No, actually not at all, unfortunately. And I think just partly based on her age and energy level, we were staying at the same hotel, and this is a little tiny town in Louisiana, so there weren't many hotels. But she would literally get out of her car, do her scenes, not in any arrogant way, just because she has to conserve energy. And she did great scenes, as people will see on Lifetime when it airs. And then she would get back in her car and go back to the hotel and rest. And so, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to shake her hand. I wish I could have, but it's an honor to have her in the film.
So this film airs on Thursday, May 26, Lifetime TV at 10 p.m.
That's right, 10 p.m. And knowing Lifetime, it will be repeated probably a number of times. And it coincides with Lifetime showing the miniseries Roots once again. So that's why they're airing it on May 26th. So yeah, I hope I don't end up on the cutting room floor. I'm hoping that my part stays in the film, and I think it will. And even if it does, I'm an executive producer, and it's an honor to do the film.
What do you enjoy more, producing or acting?
Oh, definitely acting. I mean, producing in the end is like any job, any business. I mean, there's a little glamour attached, but in the end, it's just like every other job. But acting, I come by it honestly. My father used to sing in musicals and as an amateur, and we've always loved movie and TV, movies and TV in our house. So acting is a ball, and I think I'm decent at it. Not great, but decent.
So tell me about this TV and film studio that you're building at the Genesee Valley Regional Market in Henrietta. What do you envision for this space?
Well, we're trying to make sure we maximize our square footage so we can be eligible for the New York State tax credit for film and TV. So I work with filmmakers locally. I know people in Los Angeles that can come in and assist on the design of the studio to make sure it's up to date and it's something that people will want to rent out and use. So it'll be We're two buildings behind the King and I restaurant. We're in the Genesee Valley Regional Market, which is 900 Jefferson Road. So it's easy to find, and we'll have a nice big sign, and it should be open by November.
So do you hope to attract major feature films? I mean, sometimes things like that roll through here.
You know, you never know. Certainly independent films, maybe some television commercials, who knows, maybe an odd TV show here and there. We're just going to do our best. And we think it's a great location. It's, you know, as everyone knows, Henrietta is arguably the center of Monroe County. So we're near 390 and the Thruway. And we hope that it's a place that's agreeable to fellow filmmakers. And I will shoot some footage there for my own projects also.
How would you sell Rochester to a prospective filmmaker? What do we have going for us? Why would you shoot here?
I think what's amazing about Rochester is it's a manageable community in size. It has the antiquity of a Boston or a New York or a Philadelphia in terms of architecture, but we have lower costs. Things are close. The joke in Rochester, as we all know, is everything's 15 minutes away, and that's about right. So I think that, you know, if you want to save money, but you want to be in a locale that's a little bit like a Montreal or Toronto or an East Coast city, Rochester could be the place.
Are there any jobs projected for this facility, or is that dependent on the projects that come through?
I anticipate 3 to 5 permanent jobs. But in terms of, film crews that come through and that we rent out to, the number of jobs temporarily at least could go up quite a bit from that. And we do have great parking over there also. So, I think that it has the possibility of being a real draw to filmmakers. We're not talking about films that cost $100 million, but films that are between $1 million and $10 million in the Northeast. I mean, we'll advertise and get the word out there.